All right, so welcome to the Art of Channeling, December 2024 version. And thank you for being here. And also, of course, as always, thank you for those of you watching the replay. I do have a huge announcement that I'm going to start with today. And I'll be a little bit dramatic because I don't quite know how to back gently into this. This is our last meeting of this group this way. And then I'll explain. And the same thing is true with infinite possibilities. And so, if anyone's in both of those groups, you're going to hear, because I don't have notes in front of me, so it's not like I'm trying to read this. So, I'm just going to share. With both infinite possibilities and the art of channeling, there's a threshold people need to cross to come into the group, meaning, you've learned how to do channeling, or in the case of infinite possibilities, you learned how to do the universal sphere. And so people have to have that as a as like an entry point to come in. And for a few years now, I wanted a more inclusive group that more people can come in and join without needing to cross a threshold. Based on the channeling and the wisdom from the High Council of Orion and Ishtara, and just generally over the years, what we've learned about awakening consciousness is that, and now that we're really moving into a new age, I feel community is really important. And we've all felt community and closeness in both of these groups. It's fan it to me, it absolutely has felt family, and I care deeply about everyone. And that community aspect has been really, I'm going to say, like, precious to me. And I know it's been really important for other people as well. And I feel like part of our future, even more than anything in the past, is really anchoring into community, our people, whether we're in the same physical location or whether we're like this in the virtual location, we all know that we're still part of the field. And so for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been wanting to shift these platforms to be more inclusive and more coherent. Right now, they're two very separate groups, right? The channeling group is very separate from infinite possibilities. So, what's going to be starting in 2025, but not until March, is a new membership group that's going to be inclusive. And so, what I mean by that, first of all, there'll be a lot more going on every month, still two live meetings, but I'll explain at a high level more of what's going to be going on there. But the foundation of it is the container within the group will bring together lots of different, channeling, universal sphere, Akashic records, and other things like breath work, tapping, other things that are all in support. All at the same time in the same place, not segregated out, for our awakening, for that expansion and awareness of who we are, our consciousness, and many pathways, and many, a very integrated group is what I want. And the group is going to be called Alchemy of Awakening. And the plan is for that to start in March. And aside from the two live calls a month, there will be, I'm never sure quite how to like start telling you what's in there, but every single month there will be like a PDF of, here's something you can do with the Akashic Records this month. And so it's a guided experience. Every single month there will be, again, like a PDF of, here's a series of universal spheres that you can do and apply for this particular outcome. So that people are getting more guidance rather than, and If you've been around for a while, you all know I have a soft spot for this idea of you come and learn a class, now shoot, be on your way, and I hope you do okay with it. That ongoing, like, that's usually not enough. So really giving people more to do, and also the community aspect of it, where yes, we feel community here, but the platform that I'm going to choose is going to be an online community platform where all of you have the opportunity also to literally message and interact and share much more easily than here. Like, some of you may have, I'm saying this for everyone who's listening to this, right? Some of you have made outside connections and you have your groups, but everyone in the group hasn't had access to everyone. Right. And so that idea that the platform can create this ongoing conversation that I don't have to have anything to do with. Somebody could say, hey, who tried that Akashic Records experience this month? What are you finding? Or I'm struggling with this. Who can help? So that we really draw into this idea of community and connection. So there will be several things every month, a guided meditation that will be based on the theme for the month. There will be a channeled message every single month, and it all get put and archived on the platform, plus the two live calls, and those will get archived there as well. My intention also is that if I can do this, this is a lot to do, but once a month we'll have maybe, aside from those two live calls, because like one of those live calls will be a support call. Like, let's just gather who wants to talk about what's going on. And it could be about anything that's going on in the group, not just one topic. Just what's on your mind? What's working? What's not working? How do you need to have a breakthrough? You know, that kind of idea. But then, in addition to that, every month I'd like to have like a 1 hour focus class on revolving topics. I've got a list of topics. And then every quarter, one class that's a little bit longer, like a 2 to 3 hour class, again, based on a topic. Once we get rolling with it, I'm going to field the group for what are you interested in? What are you curious about? And some of those things that we can create those around. So I know that's a lot, but that's the summary of how it's developing right now. So here's what my intention is. This month, as I have the free time, I'm going to cancel everyone's subscription. And here's how it's going to move forward. We're still going to meet in January one time. We're going to meet in February one time. I'm going to be inviting Art of Channeling people. I'm going to be inviting Infinite Possibilities people. I'm also going to go way back and I'm going to invite all the premium practitioner people. Now, Sherilyn, does premium practitioner people make sense to you? Okay.
No.
So Infinite Possibilities used to be called Premium Practitioner Program.
I think it was actually there was a premium practitioner when I first started, and then it shifted into infinite
Right.
possibilities after. So that makes sense.
So I'm going to, and I don't know who's going to be interested or not, but for those January and February, we're bringing everyone together. I want us to start being in unity, in community, in connection, and not segregated out by the things that we know and do. Okay. That to me is an awakened consciousness, and that's how I want to model this. Now, also for everyone who's currently involved in any of the membership groups, everyone can be grandfathered into the new membership group if it resonates at whatever you're paying now. I haven't gone specifically into my records yet to establish the pricing for the new membership group, but I expect it to be a little bit more. But anyone who's been involved, you get grandfathered in as long as you want to be involved in the group. So not just like for the first 3 months or something, ad infinitum if you want to be here forever. at whatever you're paying now. So that just as a way of honoring, you know, you've been here and maybe you want to move into this next iteration of this. Now, I'm going to say one other thing. Like, for example, there can be people come into the group who've never learned the universal sphere. They don't know how to do their Akashic records. They may not know how to do these things. I'm going to be recording introductory videos to each of those things, short, not like the full on class, but it's going to be available there. So if somebody comes in and says, I love this group, or my friend suggested it to me, they may not know how to do the universal sphere, but they can go to that beginning introductory class, kind of like what we were doing with the mini courses, where there's a shorter introduction on the how-to, and they can watch that and they can learn, and then they can fully participate in everything. So there's going to be resource in there, you know. Or again, for example, somebody learned the universal sphere, they've never learned the Akashic records. My portal to the Akashic records class, which is the introductory 2-hour class, I'm going to pre-record. I've already got it recorded, but I want to record it without anyone else there, you know.
Yeah.
So there's no faces in the gallery or anything. That's actually what I was supposed to be doing right now, but I got to wait for my voice to heal. But that will be there. So there'll be a lot of ongoing resource there. And anytime we do specialty classes, they will be resourced there. So over time, we'll have this beautiful library of ongoing resources that will be different than, like, yes, there's a lot in the membership area, but it's not that easily accessible as topics. And so my desire is to have it accessible by topics, because that's what matters. Not just, oh, let me go listen to a past call. And maybe there's going to be something good there, but I feel like there's richness and understanding, like, oh, this is what I need right now. And I see it right there. So I think that's going to kind of be my introduction now. And I did this last night for Infinite Possibilities, but do you have any thoughts, reflections, or questions on this that I can? Oh, wait, let me tell you one other thing. In addition to having one group in January and one group in February, and we're just going to do something fun together, just as a way to keep the energy going. There's no cost for it. Your membership's ending. We're just going to get together and have fun in January and February for those two things. And then whoever wants to can join for the March start of that. But I will also, I'm going to schedule a call just explaining more about what this membership group is in more detail than I'm presenting now. I haven't actually landed on what platform I'm using yet. It's between two. And I'm so by the time we have our meeting, it will be landed on it. One of them I'm very excited about because they actually have an app also, so that not only is it available online, but it can be available to people on iPads and phones as well. If they're on the go, you can still connect with the group. And that, to me, the way people are with mobile devices is very attractive for a lot of people. Okay, so that's it. I'll stop now.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I have no questions.
What was that?
I think that I have no questions. I think that you bringing all of your kind of the sweet spots that you work with together under kind of an umbrella is a really great way to learn and grow and continue to expand into those modalities. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's funny you say the umbrella too, because, it's in the other room. I literally was, you know, brainstorming. I've been working on this in the background for quite a while. It's actually feels very vulnerable and requires a lot of faith and trust for me to pivot this. It's actually scary. But I literally had an umbrella written there with all the things coming down off of it. So funny you said that. Yeah. And that way, I think also for me, this idea of inclusivity, like come on in and put your toe in the water. And sometimes, taking a full on, I've noticed this, it kind of started maybe midway after COVID started in 20, so maybe around 2022. People aren't always ready to dive into a full training class. They want to have some smaller experiences, and this provides community and smaller experiences. And sure, if you want to go on and be certified as an Akashic Record reader, that's available, but that's not where you need to start if you don't want. You can dabble and play and see how it resonates with you. So, anyway, that's the story of what's happening in December. I'm not going to start canceling anyone's membership until it was last night's call, this night's call, and I need to send an email out to everyone. I mean, people still need to open emails, and I know they don't always, but at least the information's gone out because I don't want to upset people before they have an opportunity to know and understand.
I feel like, just for what it's worth, the way that you've laid it out, there's no real reason to be upset. It's actually just an opportunity to broaden, kind of
Oh,
the
yes.
exposure and the support, really.
Yeah, thank you. No, what I was thinking is if I just went in and
And
just
canceled.
started canceling memberships and everyone's going to get an email saying your membership's been canceled, it's like, I don't want to deal with that many emails coming to me.
Fair.
True.
Because that would make sense. If I was involved and in a group and suddenly it said my membership was canceled, I guess the first thing I would think of is, did something happen to my card? But then
Yeah.
the secondary part of it, like, wait, what's going on? So I want to give people an opportunity to hear about it here last night, and then also in an email that I hope to get out by the end of the week. And then I'll start canceling, pausing, however people want to look at that. So thanks for listening to that. And thanks for being part of this journey. And this, to me, this feels like a really, it feels very vulnerable, but it feels like a very positive evolution and very much in line with my visions, but also that are really fed by the High Council of Orion and Ishtara. I can't separate myself out from their guidance anymore. It's just always there
Yeah.
after all these years. So, all right. Well, thank you again for listening. So, let me just get another sip of water here. So, in terms of channeling for tonight, what I could do now is just channel the High Council of Orion. When I was doing the outline for tonight, the note was whatever they're going to say. Like, there was nothing that they downloaded that they said that they wanted to talk about. So I can do that. If you want to practice some channeling, we can do that. It's kind of like it's just the three of us, so we can enjoy this however we wish. I mean, yes, it's being recorded, but
Yeah.
for anyone watching the recording, they can enjoy whatever it is.
Yes.
Any thoughts on that?
I would love to hear from the High Council of Orion, with your voice permitting, though.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, the truth is it's tiring,
Yeah.
but when we're done with this, I just won't be talking anymore this evening.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I've never had laryngitis like this and have a, I mean, this is good. I mean, my voice is really, I think it's better tonight than last night. I'm not sure, but it's I've never understood that how much energy it takes to talk through vocal cords that are experiencing the inflammation of laryngitis. I had no idea. It takes a lot of energy to do it. I didn't know. Yeah. So, learning curve. So would you guys like to ask your own questions of the High Council of Orion tonight also? Or we can open up to that. I can channel whatever they want to share, and then we can open up. And if you have questions, you can ask your own question if you'd like. Feel
Sounds great.
I would go for them channeling and then questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Let's tune in. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. Let's begin this moment together by giving ourselves permission to not be in our heads, to give ourselves permission to feel and process and intuit and receive through the field that is literally every single cell and atom of consciousness within your beingness. So, if you could imagine for a moment, as one tends to think, and if one were to often say, I'm thinking, and they point to their head. Let's allow that energy to move throughout the whole entirety of the body. That your intelligence and your consciousness, your connection, your awareness, your soul level understanding is present. And again, every single molecule, every single atom, every single light particle of who you are. And give yourself a moment to just feel that shift. How does your life and your beingness feel different? If you open to the presence of consciousness, understanding, connection on every single level of multidimensionality, being equally present in every single cell. That a cell of your toenail, or a cell of your hair can perceive and process and receive in an unlimited way. We're giving moments in between this to really open up to what this might be and how this might feel. And as we move into this space, we want to definitely include all those beautiful cells and atoms within the heart with our attention, with our awareness. Really activating that exquisite organ of perception. And we'll take this even deeper for a moment, that not only is that consciousness within every cell, it's present within all the space between every single cell. Because, as you may well know, you actually are more space than density. That all of that is filled in a trusting way with consciousness of your connection to the field. And allowing it to expand out beyond you, meaning beyond your physical experience into your own energetic space around you, which we feel is equally important to the physical space on an energetic perspective. It's just as inclusive. And bringing in that awareness of continuity with consciousness, continuity with knowledge, wisdom, understanding, light, energy, all of it. That it's all present right here and now. And that if that consciousness is here and now, it means that as you recognize it in your physical body, if you recognize it in your energetic spaces, you have the ability to ask and receive right here where you are now, to the place that you've can feel like there's never anything lacking. There isn't a separation, and you assume this eternal connection and know that what you need to know and understand and receive is eternally available through this space. As you open up to what you're hearing, just notice how that feels to you within your physical body, within your mind, in your emotional body, and your energetic bodies. How does that feel to really recognize and highlight through your awareness that idea that there's actually nothing missing? There's actually nothing separated. And as you spend time feeling this and experiencing this, and more, you actually learn to trust it. It's what is taking you into greater alignment, and you're already aligned, but greater conscious, intentional, embodied alignment with an ascended state, with an awakened state. Because what are you waking up to? Is this larger field of consciousness that always has been there, that hasn't been introduced in terms of being eternally connected? What's been introduced or taught or believed within collective consciousness is you've got to work really hard for that connection, and it can be very elusive. And we would say to you that there's nothing hard about it if you recognize that the connection is already there, the light is there, the source energy is there, your consciousness is there, your essence is there, and there's no separation. There's no harsh striving. It's more of an allowing. And that can guide you through your curiosity and your questions and your visions into a lived experience of whatever it is that you're curious about. So, in this space right now, open up to something that has been a curiosity or on your mind, or a desire or a striving. And as you feel and experience this eternal connection that already is, already intrinsic to you. And whether you feel like you're asking the cell of your big toe or a cell in a strand of hair or however you want to ask, trusting that that intelligence and understanding and connection that's soul aligned for you is actually there right now. Ask the question. Whatever's on your mind, whether it's large or small, ask the question and open to receive. And as you receive, if there's another question that comes up, enjoy the receiving and ask the next question. One could say this is channeling source energy. One could also say this is channeling your innate wisdom and consciousness, because at its core, they're the same, are they not? So let's just take a nice breath in now and release it out. And knowing that that state, that presence is available to you. And coming back to this space. Is there anything that you would like to ask about. Whether it's about what we just did, or whether it's about something else that you would like to have your curiosity answered.
I'm kind of curious. I'm just not certain exactly what my specific question is, but I'm considering what you had mentioned about kind of the innate wisdom that comes from within, and that it is like channeling, it is the same source. Oftentimes, I'm connecting to angelic beings to channel their messages. Are they just a different medium for the messages to be delivered through with a slightly different flavor as the same wisdom that would come from within?
Within the, the whole entirety of the unified field, there are vibrational frequencies that one might identify with the personality of the angelic realm. So there is a consciousness of the angelic realm that one can receive messages from and through. And you know that there's a unique energetic texture or quality to those messages that aren't the same as others, correct?
Yes.
And some of that for you comes because you've had enough experience and you can say, I understand the energetic signature there. It's like understanding the personality of one friend versus another. But the angelic consciousness still sits within the entire field of all that is. And you have your soul's consciousness that flows through you, but that soul's consciousness is not separate from the field. So the experience that you were just brought through was really to help you not feel separate from your soul's wisdom, like, oh, my humanness, and I've got to go seek and find my soul's wisdom and that eternal connection. It's there. And not only is it there, it's that is also still connected to the field. So, if you want to tap into your innate wisdom, your innate truth, your innate consciousness, your innate soul's expression, it's all right here, right now, and it's part of the field. And some of this is helping deconstruct existing paradigms that are so significant about the separation and the struggle and the elusiveness of interacting with those frequencies. So when you go back to the angelic realm, it's a particular vibrational signature. And your innate intelligence, soul, energy is a unique vibrational signature. Does that help answer?
Yes, it does. May I ask another question,
Yes.
please? So, working with the body code, sometimes it comes up that people's symptoms or patterns or cycles or things that are kind of holding them back. Sometimes there's something that's referred in the context of the body code as an entity that's connected to the individual. And that kind of sways or blocks how they're showing up and how they're able to, I guess, choose and act in this human form. So it makes me wonder, is it possible, like when we are going in and tapping into consciousness, is it always to our soul's consciousness, or is it possibility that sometimes there is like a slightly lower vibrational outside force that's getting in the way and skewing things at times?
Masquerading, so to speak. It is possible that that interference is there, absolutely. Yet, what we would share is when the intention is very clearly aligned that you're choosing to activate, connect, recognize this eternal connection to source through that soul or essence of you. Through the purity of that intention, one can bypass the entities. But we would actually take it a little bit further than that. To be able to be in that state that you were guided into before and ask the consciousness of you, are there energies, consciousness streams, belief systems, thought forms that are in my field that are not contributing positively? Because that's what an entity is, correct? By
Yeah,
and
makes
large,
sense.
an entity is an energetic impulse, whether again it's a thought form, it could be a belief, it could be a predatory consciousness, but no matter what it is, the fact that it gets identified that way means it's not contributing in a positive manner. So one could get into that state of feeling, that essence connection, and ask to have, in that highest light, to have any energetic pattern like that revealed. And then beyond that, once it's revealed, very often just it being revealed will allow it to go away. But again, you can ask for the guidance within that of your system, of your beingness, to remove, sever, release, transform, create conditions where that are not ideal for it anymore. When one begins to live from a place of recognizing that one does not have to carry negative energies from a very clear place, they attach less. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And, my question stems less so from my experience, because I feel like I've cleared, I'm going to check in, honestly, after this. But, I feel like I have pretty rigid boundaries, strong boundaries around who and what type of energy I'm connecting with. But I do have a friend who kind of feels like she gets messed with a lot, and I just can't relate it. It doesn't resonate with me. But when, you know, the way that you've described it and the way you've answered my question, that provides me some potential insight into why our experiences are maybe a little bit different that way. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's a subtle and sensitive topic. But the foundation of it is if one, whether it's conscious or subconscious, believes that one has to grapple with dark forces, creates a magnetic attraction for them. And that's very lightly said, because this could be a deep topic for many days. Because of course, no one's going to say, yes, I raise my hand and I'd like to have predatory energies in my field that are going to create distortions in my life. But when one gets to the place that they recognize their themselves as being deeply embodied, and they know how to manage their energetics so that their light is a natural defense. Their light doesn't create a point of attraction or landing space. Why? Because there's no vibrational match anymore. Does
Thank
that make
you.
Sense?
Yeah, it does.
The best defense, if you will, is the brilliance of your light. Shining clearly, consistently, confidently, strongly, and knowing how to manage it. One doesn't need to do as many things to protect themselves if one's light is strong, anchored and embodied. And that's definitely learnable.
Thank you.
It's a big topic. Hopefully that answers.
Yes, it does.
In past channeling classes, we have been told that we can connect to a tree and talk to it, and your house. And but now you're talking about the possibility that everything is linked, which is all part of the oneness. And this week, I was learning that I could. Well, let me back up. So in the oneness, there's energy. Everything has energy. And I'm starting to actually see, feel some of the energy around us. And it looks very different than what my eyes see. And I'm doing a workshop where we're wearing a blindfold. And we're learning how to see without our eyes. And it's really interesting because it's a blackout blindfold, and you actually can see light. Your body makes light. And so I feel like I'm connecting to like energy particles somehow within the field. And so I actually talk to my mask and ask it if it will work with me for the day. And it says yes. And it lets me know when I'm tired, which I think is really interesting. But today I was waving like my hand back and forth, and I could actually see the outline of my hand as an energy signature. So that's like a form of channeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because channeling is classically thought of first and foremost a transmission through the vocal cords. Channeling has expanded out to also include energy, but at the purest sense, channeling is being able to translate energy into an understandable, perceivable, receivable form. We've never said it that way before.
No, that resonates though.
Yeah, it really is a translation. A translation from, one could say, a very highly refined field that perhaps the five senses, the human five senses, can't perceive. But it doesn't mean, as we all know, that it's not there. But channeling is a translation to allow a reception or perception of what the other senses can't perceive.
I'm beginning to feel the depth of the field. And there's like layers of energy that I feel like I'm starting to connect with. I had no idea it was like that.
Well, it really is, you know. Without getting too esoteric around it, it's a multidimensional field. So there's untold layers.
Wow.
Untold.
That's amazing. Thank you.
It's like a it's a fractal is what it is. It's like you get to one layer. But there's another layer that looks just like it. And it's another, you know, it's like all these subcategories, and everyone looks exactly the same. And it looks like it's getting smaller, but it really energetically is the same size. It's something that the human mind doesn't process very well because it's not how the human experiences processes the world. But it's a multi, I mean, the multi-dimensional field means that there are an infinite number of layers.
That's so cool.
Lots to discover
Yes.
if one is curious.
Yes, I
And if one then says, as I discover more, that eternal question is, how is it shifting this experience and this reality, quote unquote, that I'm experiencing right here, right now? And how is that transforming, enlivening, expanding, deepening this experience right here, right now.
Yeah, it's definitely providing more depth.
Yeah. And what changes when one says, I'm not just looking at the green leaves and the pink flowers. That's what my human eyes are perceiving. Maybe my nose is smelling. I notice what I'm perceiving is the way the light is reflecting off of that. But then you go further to go deeper into the energetic expression of the flower and the leaves, and then to the energetic expression of the space around it. And then the energetic expression of the flower and the leaves and the space as one unit. And it can keep growing out from there.
Yes, when I have the blindfold on, I have the experience as if I'm looking at the night sky with the stars. It's amazing.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a fun journey for you
Yes.
and very soul aligned for you.
Yes, it feels that way.
Solically satisfying, we would say.
I agree.
Which is what one could say. One could say could be a pinnacle moment of an incarnated cycle to feel solically satisfied. Yeah.
Yes. And then I look back at all the ways that I've learned how to channel that have brought me now to where I am.
Of
And
course.
I'm so very grateful for that. Thank you.
It's all part of that journey of literally awakening, expanding, pulling back perceptions, being open to perceptions, pulling back or transforming in one way or another for you to perceive more and receive more. And one might like to say, well, when I started, I was here. Why couldn't I have gotten there in a moment? But that value of that journey was really the gold.
Yes, the journey's the best part.
Because there is no end to the journey.
That's true.
It's just the journey. It's just the journey. The perception of the end point keeps one moving forward. But the journey is where the juice is, so to speak, the richness. And trusting that every step of the journey is right and aligned and appropriate, and that no mistakes can be made. Literally, no mistakes can be made. One might want to backtrack and go on a different path, but that doesn't mean it was a mistake. Is there anything else that wants to be asked in this moment?
No, not from me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nothing from my end. Thank you.
Be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion. Well, that was fun.
It was.
Yeah, really fun. So do you two want to do some practice channeling? Do you feel complete? What do you feel like you'd like to do now? Because it feels like we've covered a lot in an hour.
Yeah. I don't know, I kind of feel complete myself, but what about you?
I feel like I got so much more than what I was actually expecting. Or I didn't have any expectations, but I feel like yeah, I feel pretty complete too.
Okay.
Thank
We
you.
feel do would you feel comfortable wrapping up or anything else?
We
Okay.
could do that.
Well, it's been such a pleasure, ladies. And again, an unexpected surprise, Andrea. So I'm glad you're here. And always great to see you, Sherry Lynn. And just keep your eye out for some emails coming up for January and February. And if it feels aligned. And also if there's anyone that you know of that might enjoy that kind of container, what I'm really excited about is again, there's no threshold except somebody's desire and interest. And so that's that, arms out, big embrace of a welcoming community. Yeah.
That sounds very beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Just a lot of faith and trust in the visions that that are being shared. And, in line with, I may have said this last night, I'm not sure. If you build it, they will come. And this really being part of why I'm here, and my desire is to be working with more people. And in a group situation, we can do that. We can do that. So, thank you so much. And Happy holidays, Merry Christmas,
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
whatever everyone celebrates. Happy New Year. And
Happy New
yeah, I
Year.
look forward to connecting with you at the right next moment.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you
Thank
too.
you.
I hope your
Merry
voice gets
Christmas.
better.
Thank you. It will. It's just slow, but it will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Big love.